This week in the Civil War, given the mass escape of Union prisoners which had just occurred from Libby Prison in Richmond, and the concerns that the Davis government had about incursions into the heartland of the Confederacy, as Union General William Tecumseh Sherman had just completed, the Davis government decided for security reasons to move Union prisoners into the rural, isolated areas of the Confederacy. On Saturday, February 27, 1864, federal prisoners began arriving near America's Georgia, in the southwestern part of that state, to a new prison camp officially named Camp Sumter, but later known to history as Andersonville. Soon, overcrowded, as well as inadequate administration, shelter, food, and accommodations, would take nearly 13,000 lives, making Andersonville the most notorious of the prison camps utilized by either side in the American Civil War. This Week in the Civil War is presented by Texas Public Radio and the History Department of Shriner University.